was back in the Bronx. Living on the Grand Concourse. My name was Nino Griswinelli, but everybody called me Johnny Rico. And I remember one time, I was putting moves on Dolores Del Vecchio. And I went to grab my thing. And she said, "No, Johnny, please. It's not a good time for me, and I'd prefer if you could wait." I said, "Well, how long am I going to have to wait?" She said, "Well, 7 to 8 days, maybe 9, depending on the severity of the flu." I said, 7, 8 days? Tell it to him. Tell him he's going to wait 7, 8 days, huh? Honey, she said, "I'm sorry, Johnny." For crying out loud, I said, "Hey, I'll catch you later." And I went diddy bopping down the street. Ran into one of my buddies and said, "Why the long look?" I said, "It's Dolores. She's having trouble with a hatchet wound. She done cut me off. Said she ain't gonna give me none of that." He said, "Well, take a left, then a right, and knock on that door that you see there. That's Madame Fifi. She'll fix you right up." So, I knock on the door, and sure enough, she's got a bunch of girls in there. She says, "The first thing we got to decide is what you want them to wear." I said, "Well, when it comes to a woman's clothing, I'm kind of like David of David and Goliath." She said, "Oh, really? How's that?" I said, "Well, I like leather to get my rocks off, baby." So this woman in a leather outfit come walking out. I said, "All right, let's go." The madam said, "Wait a minute, there's a certain matter of money here." And she said, "It's going to be $80. Yeah. I said, "Well, all I got is 20. And ish. That little girl took one look, said, "I'll lend them the other 60.